¿Qué más, Aurora?
Coucou is a cute way to say hi in French. Kids use it a lot too. Do you have a cute way to say hi in Spanish?
You know, that's so cool, but I can't think of a cute way to say hello in Spanish, but I can think of some informal ways of greeting someone by asking them how they're doing. For example, ¿qué tal? ¿Qué más? ¿Cómo vas? In Colombia, where I come from, we sometimes say ¿qué hubo?, which is short for ¿qué hubo?, literally, what had, to ask someone how they're doing.
Intéressant, d'accord.
What about another way to greet people in French?
To wish someone a good day, in French, we use the verb passer, to spend time, at the imperative form. So in English, we say have a good day, or have a good afternoon, have a good evening, have a good night. So we use the verb to have. In French, we say passer une bonne journée, which translates to spend, have a good day, but more in the meaning of to spend, not to have. Comment dit-on en espagnol?
It depends on where in the Spanish-speaking world you are. One can say que pase un buen día, or que pase una buena tarde, o una buena noche. That means spend a good day, or spend a good afternoon, or spend a good night. Obviously, the equivalence in English would be have a good day, or have a good afternoon, or have a good night. So it depends on where you are. Now, you could technically say buenas noches to wish someone a good night, but it's generally used to greet someone rather than to say goodbye at night. Now, in some countries like Colombia, people replace the word buen or buenas or buenos with feliz, which means happy. For example, feliz noche literally means happy night, and that's what people say, or feliz día or feliz noche, happy day, happy night, happy afternoon. What do French speakers say when they want to say they will see someone later, or see someone soon, or see someone the next day or the next weekend?
Well, it depends. You know, for example, if it's soon or before the end of the day, we say à tout à l'heure, which really translates to, it's really hard to translate, but we used the word heure when we speak of time. So à tout à l'heure is like two in time. On peut également dire, we can also say à bientôt. Mais à bientôt can be used to express see you soon when you say see you tomorrow, or see you next week, or see you next month, or even next year. It can be soon depending who's speaking.
I see. En español podemos utilizar el verbo ver. We can use the verb to see, ver, to express the same idea. For example, te veo mañana, see you tomorrow. Now, this is used only for one person. You can also say, nos vemos pronto, o nos vemos la semana que viene, o nos vemos el viernes que viene. We'll see each other soon, we'll see each other next week, we'll see each other Friday. So that's what it means. Bueno, sigamos.
Intéressant. Regardons maintenant quelques expressions. Let's look at a few expressions that we like in English and see how we say them in French and in Spanish. Do you have an expression that you like in English?
There are so many words and expressions I like in English. Last week, one came to mind as we were recording the episode.
I remember.
When someone does not want to reveal their age, they say, I was born in 19, none of your business. I'll give credit to a friend in New Jersey when I lived in New Jersey years ago. She taught that to me. Now, in español sería, nací en 1900, no es asunto tuyo. I was born in 19, it is none of your business. It is not your business or your matter. That's what that is. No es asunto tuyo.
Je crois qu'en français, I think that in French, we would say something like mêle-toi de tes affaires ou occupe-toi de tes affaires. Ce qui se traduit par which translates to take care of your business.
I really like the word choice you used. I think that. In Spanish, that phrase sounds similar. Yo creo que. Je crois que. Yo creo que. ¿Cuál es tu palabra o expresión favorita? What would be your favorite word in English?
In English? Well, you know, there's a word in English that I always liked. Is j'aime le mot clockwise. I like the word clockwise. It is composed of two words, clock and wise. You see, en français, on dit dans le sens des aiguilles d'une montre, which translates in the direction of the hands on the clock. We use it, you know, especially when we play games. We say that we want to play clockwise. And so that's when I often heard dans le sens des aiguilles d'une montre.
Right. I wanted to add a little parenthesis here because I have noticed that in English, people use words, compound words, for example, in the case of clockwise, that would be some sort of a compound word, clock and wise. But I've seen that with other things, you know, the word wise attached to another word meaning something entirely different. That's probably one of the things that I really like about English. Now, in Spanish, we say the same thing about clockwise. We say, en dirección de las manecillas del reloj. And it says, literally, in the directions of the little hands of the clock. Manecillas, little hands.
Only the little one? Seulement la petite?
Well, the thing is, we don't really use that word, manecillas, to my knowledge, to refer to someone who has small hands. We just use that specific word, manecillas, to refer to the hands of a clock.
Intéressant. J'aime bien. I like this. Tu sais, you know, other things I noticed that are different in the language and made me think twice is when I use my GPS, I notice differences in the way that French give directions. Je m'explique. Let me explain. Par exemple, to say stay on the left two lanes, we say restez sur les deux lignes de gauche. So we precise deux lignes, two lanes, before their location. Gauche, left.
Qué interesante. You know, I actually use my GPS in French and sometimes in English, so I'm not really sure what one would say in Spanish. Maybe I'll check next time I need directions. Speaking of GPS, I highly recommend Waze, as it has a lot of options for languages and voices. That's what I use. What do you use?
I'm not sure. I think it's Google Maps that I use. In English, it's a man's voice. But, tu sais, une autre chose, la même chose, the same thing with a sign that says pass at yellow flashing arrow. En français, passer à la flèche clignotante jaune. We must first say what we talk about, la flèche, the arrow. Then what it is doing, clignotante, flashing in feminine form. And then its color, orange in France, yellow in America. Did you notice that? Is it the same in Colombia? In France, when we talk about the traffic light, we don't say yellow. We say orange, orange.
I think in Spanish, they say luz amarilla, which is yellow light. But I've noticed that in some English-speaking countries, they refer to that light as the amber light.
Je n'ai pas remarqué, I haven't noticed that.
I believe it's in countries where they speak British English. That's where they use that expression. Bueno, buen punto cultural.
There is so much culture hidden in languages. Only the intonation speaks of an intention. But then we have the order in which the words are spoken, and even the choice of words and structure, sentence speak of the nature of the speaker. I get used to saying you a lot more since I moved here. In France, we prefer to say on, which translates to oui. Par exemple, on apprend à lire à l'école. In France, we will say. And here we will say, you learn to read at school. Sometimes what people understand when I speak is not what I intended to say. The same thing goes for, I do not always understand what people meant.
I see. In Spanish, we speak more in terms of one as opposed to you. For example, we would say, one has to take risks when trying to learn a new language. Uno tiene que tomar riesgos cuando está aprendiendo un idioma nuevo, instead of the way most people would say it in English, you have to take risk.
Je vois. You are aware that on in French translates to oui, but it also translates to the word you spoke of, one. One has to take risk. On doit prendre des risques. C'est la même chose.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Tu sais, un autre mot que j'adore, another word I love, in French, is we call the mother-in-law la belle-mère, which translates to the beautiful mother. Comment dit-on en espagnol?
You know, in French, it sounds like you're referring to the fairy godmother or something like that.
Peut-être.
I prefer the French word much more than the word in Spanish. In Spanish, it's probably one of most people's least favorite word, suegra. En español es probablemente la palabra menos favorita de muchas personas, suegra. No suena muy agradable. It doesn't sound very nice. It sounds something, I don't know. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoy recording it.
And absolutely.
Please write to us and let us know what you would like best and what you would like to learn in future episodes.
Oui, nous voulons vous entendre. Our email address is speakfrenchandspanish@gmail.com. You can also like us on Facebook.
And you can also find us on Twitter and Instagram under our handle French4Spanish. And from us, we say...
A la prochaine!
Hasta la próxima!
We call the mother-in-law la belle-mère, which translates to the beautiful mother.
Oh, I so much prefer the French expression.
C'est quoi? Dis-moi.
I did not write the word.
Oh, I see. You just used them.